English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. Most children have heard their parents, at one time or another, yell, "Sit up straight," or "Don't slouch." In the past, this was usually heard at the dinner table, as children ate dinner. But these days, it is also heard around another activity, video games. 10-year-old Awayesh Batliwala from Mumbai, India, admits he spends 3 to 4 hours each day playing games on his tablet computer. His mother, Metzabin, became concerned when her son started saying that his neck hurt. She said, "My son started having neck problems around June or July. The pain slowly spread to his hand and his back. He plays for hours on the iPad and mobile phone. This is what has caused the problem." Sadia Vanjara is a physical therapist. She says the number of young children with chronic pain in their necks, arms, and shoulders is on the rise. Dr. Vanjara says the pain is not from aging, accidents, or disease. It is from poor posture or body position while playing video games.
They are not aging. They haven't had an accident. Their age is like under 10. They are not complaining. Their blood reports are fine. Their x-rays are fine. Their MRIs are fine. Then where is the culprit? And that is the very common thing that's happening amongst all children, and that is the smartphones and the gadgets.
This is a problem in many parts of the world. But there are more smartphone users in India than anywhere else in the world except China. Networking equipment company Cisco estimates that the number of smartphone users in India will increase from 140 million today to 651 million by 2020. 19-year-old student Nita Jamil says she feels pain in the finger which holds the weight of her smartphone most of the day. She says she uses her smartphone 24/7. This means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or all the time. Dr. Vanjara says the best treatments for the pain are daily exercises.
Start stretching it in all the possible directions that you can.
Correct posture can help prevent pain. Dr. Vanjara teaches children how to hold their gadgets correctly. She tells a patient to hold the gadget in front of the face. She says that bending the head down to look at the device strains the neck and creates an unhealthy bend to the back. Sadia Vanjara predicts we will see not only physical, but psychological and emotional problems resulting from overuse of gadgets. Experts advise taking breaks from using a computer or other device often. Stand up, stretch your legs, back, shoulders, and arms. And when your work or schoolwork is done, unplug and exercise. And that's the Health and Lifestyle Report. I'm Anna Mateo.